This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, July 20th. Well, cattle finding strength, continuing to push higher. So we are moving away from the support levels that the market tested and held. And now we're coming back up, finding very good buying strength. Some of this, of course, is on the weakness in corn, but also we're seeing the heat really take some stress to the cattle down there. It's slowing down weight gains. Feedlots are trying to push cattle out as fast as they can, and packers are taking them. We're seeing a lot of volume move, and box beef prices still continue to move higher. So it's a good combination to see, and it's indicative of, you know, optimism that domestic demand is going to stay strong. Exports have been shaky over these last few weeks, but again, you know, box beef prices continue to push higher, even during a time of year when consumption tends to drop off, when you tend to see prices start to work their way lower into the summer, and boy, we're not getting that at all. So perhaps earlier lows are going to turn out to be the longer term seasonal lows. We'll see. We still have to get through August, but it looks like we're headed into the highest slaughter time period here over these next couple weeks, when those placements are now starting to come out. And again, you know, with this heat, the cattle are really stressed, and they're not eating well. They're not gaining, and feedlots are trying to just get them processed. And luckily that they're able to get that done. It seems like they're staying current, and even though weights are increasing, it doesn't appear that they're getting behind on their marketings. So the cash trade so far, we don't see much going on in the cash, but the box beef values were higher yesterday. Choice was up 202 at 273, select up 107 at 244. The spread gained yet another 95 cents. We're sitting at 28.84. Movement was 133 loads. Slaughter rate at 250,000 head. That compares to 251 last week, and it's up 17,000 over a year ago. So again, the cattle market's in pretty solid shape here, and it's impressive to see the market being able to rally like this with the intense heat, and typically your consumption would drop off, but at the same time your weights are going to struggle here. And I think just that slowdown in beef production from lower weights is going to make up for some of that typically lower seasonal consumption. We do have cattle on feed report out on Friday. Total on feed numbers expected to be steady with a year ago. Placements to be down 5% from a year ago. Marketing's up 2% over a year ago. Now, this placement pattern follows the thinking that, you know, your calf crop has just been smaller and you just have smaller numbers to place. But keeping in mind that the Southern Plains has been going through intense heat and drought over these last several weeks, certainly one would think you're pushing cattle off pasture under those kind of weather conditions. And most of those cattle would likely be going into the feedlots. So that's the one number that could surprise us. I think, might get a bit higher number than that in the placements rather than what you typically would see this time of year. We'll also have an inventory report out on Friday along with the cold storage report. So there's a lot of numbers coming at us on Friday after the market closes. And the inventory report's going to be key as well. It's going to give us a snapshot of what the calf crop was, number one, for 2022, and also what our cow slaughter has been. You know, we've been monitoring that throughout the year, and it looks roughly anywhere from 5 to 6% over where we were last year, which is a pretty big number, and this would be the fourth year in a row of herd liquidation. And then it will give us a sense of what producers are thinking as far as herd expansion. We'll see what the beef replacement heifers look like, number looks like, and that'll give us an indication of how aggressive producers plan to be with retaining heifers and starting rebuilding their herds. I think that's going to be a slow process. I just don't see that happening in the Central Plains or the Southern Plains. Northern Plains maybe, but this heat that we're seeing right now is going to take a toll. But again, those decisions will be made more so in the fall, and then again probably in January, February when you make decisions about backgrounded calves. So in the meantime, it looks like the cattle market has good solid support underneath it. We're again pulling away from support areas, so I would expect you'll continue to see support as long as, you know, the corn market stays stagnant, which it appears it is. I see the feeder cattle market having a pretty good move to the upside here, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.